Today's New Testament reading is from Romans, the second chapter. Therefore, you have no excuse, O man, every one of you who judges. For in passing judgment on another, you condemn yourself, because you, the judge, practice the very same things. We know that the judgment of God rightly falls on those who practice such things. Do you suppose, O man, you who judge those who practice such things and yet do them yourself, that you will escape the judgment of God? Or do you presume on the riches of his kindness and forbearance and patience, not knowing that God's kindness is meant to lead you to repentance? But because of your hard and impenitent heart, you are storing up wrath for yourself on the day of wrath, when God's righteous judgment will be revealed. He will render to each one according to his works. To those who by patience in well-doing seek for glory and honor and immortality, he will give eternal life. But for those who are self-seeking and do not obey the truth but obey unrighteousness, there will be wrath and fury. There will be tribulation and distress for every human being who does evil, the Jew first and also the Greek. But glory and honor and peace for everyone who does good, the Jew first, and also the Greek. For God shows no partiality. For all who have sinned without the law will also perish without the law, and all who have sinned under the law will be judged by the law. For it is not the hearers of the law who are righteous before God, but the doers of the law who will be justified. For when Gentiles, who do not have the law, by nature do what the law requires, they are a law to themselves, even though they do not have the law. They show that the work of the law is written on their hearts, while their conscience also bears witness, and their conflicting thoughts accuse or even excuse them, on that day when, according to my gospel, God judges the secrets of men by Christ Jesus. This is the word of the Lord. For today's meditation on God's word, we welcome Pastor Luke Zimmerman from Calvary Lutheran Church in Mechanicsburg, Pennsylvania.
What's sauce for the goose is sauce for the gander. That proverb speaks to equal applicability of terms and conditions for individuals, regardless of earthly division, particularly between genders. Of course, our main concern isn't old English proverbs. But the same concept is found in the scriptures, as we heard from Paul's letter to the Romans. Therefore, you have no excuse, O man, every one of you who judges. For in passing judgment on another, you condemn yourself, because you, the judge, practice the very same things. We know that the judgment of God rightly falls on those who practice such things. Do you suppose, O man, you who judge those who practice such things and yet do them yourself, that you will escape the judgment of God? In those words, Paul teaches Jesus' disciples about the universal scope and nature of the Lord's standard of righteousness. He notes how those who know the standard can indeed recognize and point out sin in what others think, say, and do. You and I have that ability. It's simply a matter of applying what the Lord has said in the scriptures. Take his standard of righteousness and use it like a mirror or a measuring stick to evaluate someone's record of thought, word, and deed. But Paul warns against believing that such divine judgment won't be visited on us if we think, say, or do the same things. The Lord's standard of righteousness applies to us, for we are also underneath it. He will render to each one according to his works. To those who by patience and well-doing seek for glory and honor and immortality, he will give eternal life. But for those who are self-seeking and do not obey the truth, but obey unrighteousness, there will be wrath and fury. Why is this the case? Because of the Lord's nature. God shows no partiality. Paul's warning helps us understand the matter of the Lord's law. That understanding can keep us from hypocrisy. It also teaches us how to properly measure our own lives so that we don't fall into the harmful delusions that our actions that violate the Lord's standard of righteousness don't matter, or that we have free rein to do whatever we might like with no consequence. But there is an even greater message that Paul brings to us. It's found in another statement that reveals how God shows no partiality. His standard of righteousness applies to all people, judging all humanity equally. But there is also a universal scope and nature to the Lord's granting of forgiveness, life, and salvation. His mercy can apply to all people, regardless of earthly difference, for God shows no partiality in that either. That great truth is found in what Paul wrote earlier in his letter. "For I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, to the Jew first and also to the Greek." In the matter of salvation, what's sauce for the goose is sauce for the gander. For in that gospel, we find the remedy for the guilt that we and others incur when we violate the divine standard of righteousness. The Lord will render his gracious gift to all who believe, just as he promises, and just as his apostle will repeat for our benefit. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. So may we always hear and believe concerning the Lord's impartiality in both law and gospel. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.